And following NPR, time for state and local stories here on WMOT. This is Mike Osborne in the newsroom. Governor Bill Haslam's plan to address the opioid addiction epidemic is getting a warm reception from the Tennessee Association of Alcohol, Drug, and Other Addiction Services. The organization represents many of the state's addiction treatment facilities and counselors. On Monday, the governor promised $25 million in additional spending for treatment. Association's Mary Lyndon Salter says she's happy with that increase. Still, she concedes that even with the new dollars, about 8 out of 10 Tennesseans will still not have access to needed care.
Will it meet absolutely every need? I suspect not. But it is a step in the right direction, and one that we applaud for that reason.
Salter says Tennessee's addiction treatment community is also pleased that the governor and lawmakers were willing to ask for help in designing the state's response to the painkiller epidemic.
So the plan, for the most part, is something that we feel like is built on our suggestions and other community stakeholder suggestions.
The governor's plan would also include a public education campaign directed at Tennessee's grade school children, an outreach to pregnant women who are addicted, treatment for state prisoners, and more drug enforcement officers. The plan drew a tepid response from legislative Democrats. They say expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act would go much further to combating an opioid problem that claimed nearly 1,200 lives in Tennessee through overdoses in 2016. That's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past on Roots Radio.